is very low informal industrial action starting off, and it's done on the basis of firing shot across the bows, because it's not our intention, or certainly not our members' intention, to compromise patient safety. They're very dedicated professionals, and they want to ensure that people of Donegal are well looked after and well protected. Having said that, in the event the employer doesn't set up and doesn't pay notice, they've already been patient for 2 years and their patience is wearing thin, and it will obviously have to escalate at that stage.
You're saying that management have failed to implement a recommendation of a rights commissioner. That on the face of it sounds a very serious situation.
Yeah, it is. If I can take you back, I mean, you'd imagine an ambulance service, they don't work 9 to 5, although they have to be rostered. So assuming they're rostered 9 to 5, for the 5 minutes to four, they get a 5 minutes to five, they get a phone call, urgent run to Dublin. They obviously can't say, well, I'm finishing in 5 minutes, somebody else can look after it. They hop in the ambulances and they drive to Dublin, maybe have to wait with the patient and then come home again at a later stage. So, and they may well be rostered. So arriving home at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning, I may well be rostered to work at 8 o'clock the next morning. It wouldn't be safe for them, it wouldn't be safe for any patients they're carrying, and it wouldn't be safe for any road users for them to get on to go on the road. And on that basis, arrangements were made in Letterkenny to protect everybody in this regard. And unfortunately, about 5 years ago, the employer, sorry, 3 years ago, the employer drove a horse and cart to that whole agreement. We were then left in a situation of working under protest, doing everything by the book as we should do, or our members were. And we went into the Rights Commissioner's case, and the Rights Commissioner issued a recommendation on it, which both sides accepted. Now, unfortunately, accepting it in word and deed are two different things. So the employer accepted it in word, but didn't fully implement it. So we've been trying for the last 2 years to try and get the employer to act in an honourable manner and comply with the recommendation. Our patients are wearing very excuse upon, our patients are wearing very thin, and in this regard we feel we have no choice now to escalate the matter onwards. And I'm hopeful, and we remain hopeful, that the employer, even at this late stage, will sit up, pay attention, and do the right thing. I mean, the HSE in many respects is a very good employer, but in many other respects it's a dysfunctional employer. Like any bureaucracy, it's one thing to someone to make a decision, it's another thing to have it implemented. And I think that's where the blockage lies.
In terms of the ongoing discussions between yourselves, the NAS and the HSE, where are those discussions? And is there a chance that some breakthrough could be found before that industrial action commences on Saturday week?
We really hope so. I mean, we're engaging with the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission, on the 6th. And it's not a complicated matter. In fact, it's very simple.
And as you said, the employer has already agreed to this recommendation. So all you're saying to the HSE and the NAS is, please implement what you've already said you would do.
Exactly, Donald. It's that simple.